about 350 yards up. He's going to hit about a 500. That's about, don't you think?
That's a beast, man. Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
Let's go while we're young.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, looper.
Welcome back to the Chasing Daylight, everybody. It's U.S. Open week. Woohoo!
Tis.
Woo. Where's the cheering? Here it is. The American Golf Championship is here. And we're going to get into it, of course. This is our, that's for you for later. It's our U.S. Open preview, 2021 part two. Bryson, the defending champion for the one that was held at the start of last season. But we're back when it's supposed to be. We've got our special major guest in-house today, Mr. Trey Sanders. How are you doing today?
What's up, everyone?
Yo, yo.
We are fresh off a VGN event that took place over the weekend. A lot of good golf that took place out there. That was fun. But let's do this first. You got anything?
Just what you put down here.
Yeah.
I realized that too.
Yeah. I said Seamus Power didn't have any status when I picked him. I was like, oh crap, I'm not going to get the points. He does have status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a pretty good pick.
Yeah. Well, he kind of had that double bogey on the end of the round that knocked him out. That would have.
I didn't watch like any.
No?
Barely any.
It was a, well, we'll get into that in a few minutes. There wasn't a lot of news leading up to this. A lot of the big guys took the week off. We're recording this on Monday. So between now and when you hear this on Wednesday, I'm sure there's going to be a
ton of news,
a ton of stuff coming out about, what guys are playing and equipment changes and peril drops and
which,
scripting.
Which Korn Ferry Tour Monday qualifier punched the other Korn Ferry?
Yeah.
God, I want to know about that. So yeah. Bad.
Really?
That came out today.
Yeah, that was a couple hours ago.
Yeah, they didn't mention like who or...
It was... The headline said, golfer arrested KFT Monday. Another player punched another player and got arrested. I'm like,
wow.
That's awesome, but holy crap. What the heck?
There has been an arrest made of a player at the KFT Monday. Details to follow, but a player has punched another player and has been arrested.
The other post was basically, player A was really slow. He hit a ball into the trees and was looking for it. Player B and his dad did not help him, and then he was approached on the green, asked why they didn't help him find his ball. And then the next post was, a player has been arrested.
Wow.
So, we'll see. It'll be an interesting story.
Yeah. At least he didn't get shot.
That's right? True.
Yeah.
That's
good.
So big shout out to Mr. Adam Simpson. He was the winner of the Boulder Creek Battle Royale that took place out at Boulder Creek. We played the Desert Hawk Coyote Run routing, which, you know, in my opinion, is the best routing out there.
Yeah.
Anything that doesn't involve the Eldorado 9, I'm pretty good with.
Yeah.
Trey, you're new to the Valley. What were your thoughts on Boulder Creek?
The Desert Hawk Coyote Run was, I loved it. I enjoy it. I mean, hell, I played it 3 times last week. So,
wow.
Yeah. Sunday, Tuesday, and then Saturday. But yeah, I enjoy it. You know, it remind me a lot of Florida golf without the desert, like Central Florida mostly. Central Florida mostly. And, it was great. I enjoyed it. The big thing is for me is I like good greens. I like putting on good greens. So if a place has good greens, but you know, average fairways, I'm always good with that. So,
and the greens out there were really good.
Yeah. Greens were great. Props to Adam. Didn't react when I said anything on on the eighth hole.
Yeah.
I was walking, we were driving up to the green, and I told Joe, cause we were in the same car, and I was like, hey, watch this. I'm going to say something to Adam real quick. See what happens. Because I think he was even par on the ninth hole, I think. And, you know, He just shot 79 the other day. You know, he's trying to break 80. And, you know, trust me, breaking 80 is a fantastic accomplishment. Most golfers Absolutely. Never get to do it. So, you know, my props to him for, you know, getting better at this hard ass game. But, yeah, I mean, congratulations on winning it. He, you know, he's talked about taking that trophy off of Peeler's desks like the whole month. he did it. And, you know, congrats, bud.
Yeah. So he shot personal best Saturday.
At Bear's Best.
79. Friday, 79. And then he shot 78 at Boulder Creek. So it was like PB.
Yeah. And back-to-back rounds.
Fantastic.
Yeah. That is cool.
He's slinging it, man. That's good to see.
That's that.
It's all that CrossFit.
That member access at a certain course across the street from his house.
That works.
Hey, you get to play that much golf. You're going to get better.
Exactly. I mean,
that's
beneficial. For sure. Especially at his course. That shit's... It's tiny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, compared to Boulder, at least.
So. Yep. So we're not going to have a Viva Las Vegas segment this one because we're going to spend some time talking about the U.S. Open. But the next VGN event is a major. It's going to be at Reflection Bay. A lot of points up for grabs because the points are doubled. And so that is going to be... And that's a fun course.
Yeah. It's in great shape right now, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good.
And by the way, I must say the championship at the Reflection Bay Amateur... Championship, who I would imagine he's a kid, shot 14 under at Reflection.
Wow.
In 2 days. I was like, and then Glenn won the senior gross at 7 under, 68.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. So
it is gettable out there.
Yeah, that's pretty for sure. gettable out there. But, you know, the views are.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time I played was 2004. So none of those views were there. It was just desert. But having the homes and the resort, and I'm like, man, that's pretty cool.
Yes. I've got my. Qualms about that place. I hate the fact they got rid of the range. I hate the little hitting nets that you got to hit into now to warm up, but I get it. Totally get it. And I'm going to be a stickler. I love the original routing so much better than the way it is now.
What is it, backwards last time?
Yeah. Okay. Now it's the opposite of what it should be.
Okay.
18 should be the par 5 dogleg right on the lake. Yeah. That's number 9 now. And
yeah,
they should have consulted you first.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, I'm not the only one who's pissed off about it. Jack apparently is not happy about it either. So he knows.
A thing or two about building golf courses.
So. Yeah.
Okay. We'll run down real quickly what happened this past week on the PGA Tour. Big shout out. Another former UNLV running rebel, Garrett Higo, won the Palmetto champion. Palmetto. Thank you. God damn.
No problem, pal.
There's no R in it, so it threw me off. He won the championship at 11 under. Chason Hadley had birdie to win it, par to push it to a playoff.
That putt on 18 was terrible.
Yeah.
That was a terrible stroke.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, he even tweeted out today. He's like, yeah, choke city. That was me.
The funny thing is he hit that hybrid again on 18 for that chip. And the previous two times he hit it in the round came up 30 feet short. I'm like, ship the ball up there.
I hope did you see his tee shot on 18?
Oh, he got a lucky bounce.
Because I was watching in the overhead view. It was like in the forest.
Well, you got to remember out there, there's roots. There's things called roots that come from the trees in the ground.
And don't have trees, so
they grow out of the ground, and sometimes
is that what happened?
That's my guess. I mean, because I saw it tracking towards the cart path, and then
they come back hitting, and he's in the fairway. I'm like, what the? Like, I thought is he hitting his third?
No, that'd be my guess. You know, branch root, something like that.
Just kicked it out.
Yeah, I mean, especially in South Carolina, there's so much. I mean, look, you saw all those pine trees. That's every golf course in South Carolina. So,
yeah, I hope that course gets in the rotation.
Yeah,
because it was awesome, and I think most players really good feedback about it.
Wait, it was nice too because I was watching because of where it's built on the ground that it's built on. It dumped and it was dry. Away. It so much water came down and the ground just sucks it up, and it's like it's not even wet. So that was kind of neat to see.
I wonder if they got was that sub-air system?
Well, it's on sand. Every time they hit the ball, it was like out of a bunker.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 2 years old, 3 years old, so, you know, still a lot of growing to do.
Yeah, still real young. On the European Tour, Jonathan Caldwell at 17 under won the Scandinavian Mixed. And, you know, this was a good event, and I hope one day that the LPGA and the PGA come together and do something like this, because it was the men and the women playing in the same golf course, same event. The ladies played forward a box. The men played the typical, 68 to 7,000 yards. They did, I think it was 6,100 for the women, but there's a lot of big carries there, and so they kept that in mind and made it playable. But one of the girls was 1,400.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of cool.
So they didn't compete against each other. They just played with each other.
No, they competed.
They were on a team?
No. It was all individual.
Interesting.
It's kind of like a flight. It was, they played one boxes. The guys played the other boxes, and it was all one pot up for grab. There wasn't a women's winner or a men's winner.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
That would be a really cool event to have the LPGA and the PGA do that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
A primo course that's great for viewing, fans. I mean,
Shadow.
Yeah.
Shadow. Right? Sure. Why not? They're holding everything else there. Fair enough. On the Corn Ferry, LPGA Tour. Sorry about that. Matilda Castron won the MetaHeel Championship, 14 under. The Corn Ferry Tour, you said this last time. How does that?
Pereira?
Yeah, sure.
Pereira? Pereira?
This was a charity pro-am, so I knew the scores were going to be low, but this is another week on the Corn Ferry Tour where you're seeing a number like 27 under that wins. Just ridiculous.
Is the course that easy, or are they that good?
I think this was a combo of that.
Obviously, they had a lot of pro-ams.
Yeah. But
I don't know if you would classify most of those ams as any type of celebrity, but... That's neither here nor there.
Yeah. On the Champions Tour, Jerry Kelly at 14 under won the American Family Insurance Championship. So the picks this week for our weekly pick contest, I had Seamus Power came in 19th for 42 points. Joe had Sung Jae-im, who I didn't think was going to make the cut.
I didn't think so either.
Did on the number and then finished off Saturday, Sunday pretty well. Came in at 35th. So you got 17 points for that. And Jeremy, again, has disappointed yet another professional golfer on the PGA Tour. He had Kevin Kisner, who did not make the cut.
I will not be making a U.S. Open pick because I don't want to be held liable.
You want to dash the dreams of...
No, Joe will pick mine for this week.
What you do is you'll go last. It's with just whoever you don't want to win, copy their pick. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, pick Joe so I can pass him. Yeah. Up to the minute results standings. Joe has his lead has shrunk even more. I'm right behind you now. You are only 22.496 points.
Sounds fishy to me. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you've had like three consecutive weeks of a 35, 32, and 32 finish. Yeah. So, I mean, they're making the cut. You're just not getting the points you had earlier. Jeremy, you dropped back some. You're 1,200 points behind now. Sorry. the FedEx Cup standings did not change this week. It's still Cantlay, DeChambeau, Spieth, Thomas, and Hovland. And the OWGR was no changes either. That's DJ, Justin Thomas, John Rahm, Colin Morikawa, and Bryson DeChambeau.
Brooksy.
It's Brooksy. Is that who you're picking? Is that you already making your pick?
Brooksy.
Brooksy. Yeah.
Just waiting for my beer now.
Yeah.
It's right there.
No, my case. I want my Michelob Ultra.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You gotta shout it at a tournament.
That's what it is.
Yes. Was it a tournament are you talking about Brooksy?
The Brooksy, yeah.
The feud.
The feud.
I think he just said he's like, if you got kicked out because you said what you were saying, he's like, reach out to Michelob Ultra on Instagram and they'll send you a free case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm tired of hearing about it, to be honest.
Yes. Right?
So was Steve Stricker.
Ooh. Oh, he's Ryder Cup captain too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So
yeah, aren't they both like already in though?
No, they're in. He's just like we don't want chemistry problems in the.
Yeah. He hasn't played well.
No.
So there's other. I mean, like Zalatoris.
He won.
What is he at this?
You don't let him play alternate shot. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially at Whistling when there's a lot of big carries that can have him with a 50-yard pitch in, especially that par 5, that snake par 5. He could probably carry that 330 and have a pitching wedge in.
Yeah, alternate shot wouldn't go well with those because then we'd hear PGA Tour player punches another PGA Tour player.
Is arrested.
Be there Friday night after the trophy presentation.
Did they change the Ryder Cup to top six, pick six?
No, it's completely different this year because of COVID. So they have allowed more captain's picks. It's six are guaranteed and then six captain picks instead of eight and four.
Gotcha. Mm. That makes sense. Zalator should be a pick, but whatever.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a chance to earn a spot.
He's got a chance to earn a spot, but I think if he really wants to get picked, what happened earlier in the year I think the Ryder Cup is more based on the last 8 weeks, 8 to 12 weeks versus what happened in January, February, March, and April.
Yeah.
It's momentum.
Ryan Moore.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to play well.
Because they did that with Ryan Moore when they didn't do it with Billy Horschel.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. I remember that. Wasn't that long ago. That's why I remember. We go back further than our toes. Okay, so we're going to take a break.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, very, very close. And we'll be right back and start talking about the U.S. Open.
It's time to tee it up at Las Vegas Golf Superstore with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the new Callaway Epic Woods and Apex Irons with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology, or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Las Vegas Golf Superstore and get custom fit today. Las Vegas Golf Superstore, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for sticking around. Make sure you get into the Las Vegas Golf Superstore. Hit up that used bin. Oh, hit up the new stuff, too.
Yeah, and utilize that 90-day guarantee.
Jeremy, you want to talk about the 90-day guarantee?
They have one.
Oh, okay.
It's been utilized.
Recently?
No comment.
No. Uh oh.
Good utilization percentage, Jeremy.
Yeah. Don't feel bad about going in there either, because they told me they have guys coming in every single day. So
yeah,
there's shame involved.
It ain't from working for one of their competitors in the state I was previously from. No one pays attention to 90. They pay attention to the 90 days, but they don't pay attention that you can only do it once.
And do you care? Does anyone even care?
They say you can do it twice.
Yeah.
The competitor I was working for was supposed to be once, but there was numerous customers that were friends with the store manager that came and have done it like 10 times. Then you type in all their information on the POS and you're like, enter, because it's already in there from the last seven drivers they got.
So. Jeremy.
No. It's better than selling your stuff.
Sir, 1 minute, please. I'm going to have to get my manager.
You don't have to worry about it at the Las Vegas Golf Superstore.
No.
Because they treat their customers well.
No, that's right. They've definitely walk right in, ask how I'm doing by name, and I'm like, man, that's customer service right there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or that's, I have an addiction in there.
I prefer the former.
Okay, so U.S. Open week is here. I was already this morning chilling on the couch watching live from the U.S. Open. They had Phil out there in the practice round. David Duval. I love listening to David Duval talk. It's an amazing tournament. 10,000 people tried to get into this golf tournament. 10,000.
How many did they allow in?
155.
Or 155 people?
156.
Oh, my God.
156 players in the field.
California is so soft.
No, for the tournament.
No.
Not for
not attendance.
Not attendance.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
They only allow
155 people. That's such a No.
To be honest, that wouldn't surprise me.
But they
10 people a hole. Yes, max.
10. Yep.
That's more like 8.
And you have to wear your mask. Oh, dude, we went to the Aces game yesterday. This is completely off topic. No fans hardly at all. you have to wear your mask.
Isn't that a normal occurrence in an Aces game, though?
No.
You have to wear a mask at a Knights game?
I don't know.
No.
Really?
No. But at Mandalay Bay, you don't have... In the casino, you don't have to.
Correct.
As you're going through security, you don't have to. As soon as you walk through the doors to the Michelob Ultralight Arena, mask has to be on.
Thanks, Brooks.
Are the Aces WNBA?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I thought that was a baseball team.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. The Las Vegas Aces, the Women's National Basketball Association team.
Oh, we have here. Didn't know we had one.
Wow. Well, I mean.
He's fresh.
Yeah, I have.
I mean, y'all talk about is Golden Knights. So
that's right.
Go my Knights, wife go. Played college and high school basketball. I have two girls that have grown up playing basketball.
Okay.
So I get a lot of women's basketball in my life.
It must be good shooters because you ain't tall.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm not. My wife, well, she's as tall as I am too. But no, she was a defense point guard. So
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to talk crap. I was.
Oh saying. No, that's fine. So back to the U.S. Open. So I printed off a bunch of stuff to talk about. This is the field list. If anybody wants to look at that, everybody pretty much knows the field. You can go and look at that. This course, I'm fortunate enough. I have played it. It was 4 years ago, I think, maybe five, 4 or 5 with Andrew. We went out there, played the North course on Saturday, South course on Sunday. South course, very difficult golf course.
Yeah.
I got smacked in the face with sea level, playing golf my entire life out here at 2,500 feet. Sea level golf is very different for me. I thought going to 6,000 feet was going to give me an advantage, and I found out that that wasn't the case. But going down to sea level, the ball just doesn't go anywhere for me. I'm not somebody that hits it far, so it just kills it. So
now you know my excitement in moving here.
Yes. Well, Jeremy came from elevation up in Salt Lake, and so you've probably lost a little bit. I mean, how much have you lost on your drive?
Maybe 20 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah. 10 to 20.
Crazy.
And I've gained like 30 moving. Yeah. It's insane.
So I remember the on the first tee box, we played the North course, and it. From the clubhouse, it goes straight north, the hole, the first hole. And I hit what I thought was a great drive, and I, you know, kind of like that. And Andrew's just shaking his head, and I'm like, what? He goes, 200 yards maybe. I'm like, fuck you, 200 yards. Yeah, we get up there. It was 198. I just thought I smashed it. It just didn't go anywhere. So when I see these guys hitting 330-yard drives, 315-yard drives there, wow, it blows me away because you've got to smush the ball to get that to happen there.
Yeah.
And Tiger was doing it with old tech back in the day. Unbelievable. So got some facts here that I wanted to run down. The name Tory is not just a tree. It was named after a man. Hmm. Did you know that?
I do know.
The Torrey Pine, which is featured in the trophy for the Farmers Insurance Open, the annual PGA Tour stop, is native only to the 36-hole golf complex, Torrey Pine State Reserve next door, and Santa Rosa Island near Santa Barbara. It's the only place you can find those pine trees. The trees feature a cluster of 5 pine needles, and because it's protected, when some 30 Torrey Pines were removed from the South Course, they were simply relocated and transplanted. Although early Spanish explorers certainly knew of the tree, Dr. Charles Christopher Parry, a botanist for the U.S.-Mexico Boundary Survey, officially discovered it. He named it for his mentor, Dr. John Torrey, who had co-written A Flora of North America and was a solo author of A Flora of North of New York State. Torrey never visited the region, but Parry sent him samples of the tree. I thought that was interesting.
Interesting.
Little tidbits. It was once a military training camp. Camp Callan, C-A-L-L-A-N. Callan, opened on what is now Torrey Pines Golf Course in 1941, just prior to the Pearl Harbor invasion. It was used for anti-aircraft artillery replenishments, and roughly 15,000 people lived on the site. There was also movie theaters and chapels, among other conveniences. After World War II, the government sold the land and buildings back to the city of San Diego. Lumber from the buildings would be used to build housing for veterans. It was also a race course. After Camp Callan, the land was repurposed and built and was repurposed to build a Grand Prix race course, hosting car racing contests that included some of the biggest names. Among them were Carroll Shelby. A father-son team built the golf course. William Bell, who was born in 1886 and apprenticed under Willie Watson and George Thomas Jr., was a turf consultant for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers during World War II, and shortly after that was joined by son William F. Bell in a family golf course design business.
Yeah, Bell is San Clemente, Muni, and Las Vegas Golf Club.
Really?
Pretty positive, yeah.
That's interesting. A special city election in 1956 led to the dedication of roughly 100,000 or 100 acres of former Camp Callan being set aside for the creation of a golf course. William P. had the original vision for Torrey Pines, but he had died by the time Torrey Pines was built. His son, William F., oversaw its creation in the late 50s. The City of San Diego Parks and Recreation has called them California's first family of golf course design, noting their work on Torrey Pines. But the father also contributed to Bel Air Riviera Los Angeles Country Club and son involvement in Sandpiper and Industry Hills Golf Clubs and Bermuda Dunes. There will be some similarities in 08. The fairways are rough and still mostly Kikuya. The greens Poana, which we'll hear a ton of Poana on the telecast, I'm sure. Devlin's Billabong, the large bowl of soup fronting the 18th green, is still the only water hazard other than the Pacific Ocean.
Really? That's the only water hazard?
Only water hazard on it.
Wow. Hell of a water hazard.
Yeah. The 387-yard second hole is still the only par 4 under 400 yards. Additionally, the picturesque 195-yard third hole, which plays downhill into the prevailing wind, is still the signature par 3. With multiple teeing areas and wind directions, it can call for anything from a pitching wedge to a long iron. I think I played it from 160, and man, that green is crazy. Crazy, crazy. As in 08, the dogleg right sixth hole, which plays as a 560-yard par 5 during the Farmers Insurance Open, will be converted to a 514-yard par 4. The easiest hole in 08 was the 18th hole with a 4.79 average. The site of the do-or-die Woods putt or Dan Hicks call, expect anything different, expected to also be the easiest hole this time around. Let's see. That's some good facts that I found. So, being a public course, a Muni course, basically, anybody can go play this.
Is it William P. Bell? Is that what you said?
Yes, William P. Bell.
Okay, confirmed. Las Vegas Golf Club designed by him. And San Clemente.
Nice.
Did Sandpiper. He did Lakeview and Pahrump.
Did you see any resemblances to San Clemente and Las Vegas Golf Club?
I mean, it's completely different pieces of land. So, I mean, yes, but no.
The clubhouse?
I mean, there's so much more hills. And,
yeah.
And Las Vegas Golf Club is flat as can be, so. Yes and no, I guess.
So I looked up the rates.
It's amazing for the locals of San Diego what they get.
I'd be playing there every week.
Monday through Thursday, the cheapest a San Diego County resident can get on for. This has changed because it used to be a lot lower than this, as far as I remember. But $38 for 18-hole Twilight Round.
Son of
a... All right?
$18?
Is that north or south?
This is the south course only.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't care about the north course.
I'd be getting off work every day at 3 o'clock and going to play 18.
Especially in that weather out there.
18-hole, $63. That's Monday through Thursday. The weekends, a little bit different. The Twilight rate goes up to $47. And 18 holes is $78.
What a ripoff.
So San Diego County residents can play the South Course on the weekend for $80.
Darn.
You ready what we get ripped for? And this makes me appreciate all the people that come here from out of state and play and get racked on.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Monday through Thursday rate for 18 holes, $202.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad.
Twilight is $122.
Okay.
Non-resident 18 holes on the weekend, $252. Twilight's $151.
It's not bad for how historical it is, and you don't have to take a caddy there, right?
No.
So, yeah.
When we were there, Andrew, he's a scratch. He's scratch. He wanted to play the tips on the South course. And they said, no, you're not allowed. In order to play the tips, you have to have, and if anybody is listening in San Diego and this has changed, I'm basing this off of when I was there. So in order to play, you have to have approval from the pro, and you have to have at least 20 rounds entered in your gin in the last 30 days and carry a +4 handicap or better.
Hmm. Wow.
Otherwise you are not allowed to play those tees. Right?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm suggesting they are, I believe it's because they just don't want people going back there and taking forever.
Right. Yeah. Course. Yeah.
Because holy crap, we walked to some of those tee boxes, like on, I think it's 13, the par 5. Holy crap.
Well,
it's,
what is that it one?
It is
with
like
the,
a 260 yard carry.
The like telephone pole?
Yes.
Is it that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, that's a big carry.
Oh, and, but, so we're on the back box because Andrew was playing the back box, and I'm like, I thought we weren't allowed to be back. And he's like, you know, he's just pointing way off in the distance. And so we walk back, and it's like a good 2 minute walk to that back box. And then in the middle of the desert, there's just this beautiful green patch of grass. And you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good 7-iron to the next tee box.
Crazy.
There was, I can't remember if it was par 4 or par 5. It was on the front nine at number 2. I think it was a par 5. Par 5 might have been like 500 yards from the tee I was playing. It's like, man, it's not too bad. And then the caddy is like, look behind you. I think it was about 110 yards was the pro box.
I'm
like,
jeez. Yeah, that's a big difference.
I mean, like you said, it takes 2-3 minute walk just to get up there. And you're like,
yeah, and that 13th hole, it's at an angle.
Right.
Yeah.
So the narrow fairway is even narrower.
Yeah.
And then they put bunkers, and with that rough, let me jump in the gun. That may be some trivia in that.
It's trivia questions.
Calm down. Getting all snippety.
Yeah, you got to hit a draw on that one to really hold the fairway.
Dude, it's crazy. And then it goes down far and then comes back up, and the bunkers around that green complex. Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty, I mean, I still remember every hole. It was, even though it just utterly kicked my ass, I had so much fun. The scenery is amazing. The course was in fantastic shape. We played it in April. It was in just absolutely fantastic shape.
Oh, I bet. I mean, you can't go wrong playing golf in San Diego. I mean,
no.
Probably as good as it gets.
Yeah, and Stone Brewery's not that far away. That made it nice.
Yeah.
So did you have a tee time, or did you get there early in the morning and do the parking lot thing?
We booked it early. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was a planned trip. So it was a...
Yeah, and you have to book early.
Sure. Like months.
Yeah.
And then if they do walk-ons, but you have to get there like 3-4 in the morning, and you park and wait for the next person. You go in, they park with their lights on. It's crazy.
Parking lot is packed.
Yeah.
It is a definite Muni. Mm-hmm. When you're there, the range is trash. It's a garbage range. The practice green is, the putting green is really sick.
Because
they've got all the brick. You saw it.
Yeah.
There. All the brick around it with all the past champions, and you got the Rolex clock. And
the only Muni with a Rolex clock by the putting green.
But the chipping area and the driving range, it's a joke. I was like, I can't believe they actually host a professional golf tournament here, because, I mean, it's bad. It's like the grass at Las Vegas Golf Center.
I think that's what makes it so appealing, though. That's what makes Torrey so great, is that it is a Muni. I mean, that's why Beth Page is special, and, you know, because you have that connection to the community. And I love that essence about, I mean, it's not the identity of the U.S. Open, but that's a piece of it, you know.
I had a blast. I can't wait to go back. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, all right. Let's talk about what you love about this tournament, Joe. You're kind of new to, on the grand scale of golf. So your memories of U.S. Opens may not go back as far as
not very
others.
Far, no.
But as far as the majors go, where would you rate this out of the four?
I would say second.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would go Masters, U.S. Open, Probably the Open and then PGA Championship. I mean, U.S. Open and PGA Championship have a similar like vibe to me.
I think that's changed.
It's changing,
this,
but
this
it's
year
still,
it changed.
Yeah,
Trey, what about you?
I mean, I started playing golf late 90s, early 2000s. And I remember 2000, I watched every minute of it. And of the US, of all his, you know, all the majors, Tiger won. You know, between getting up early in the morning for the British Open stuff. And I remember that duel at Valhalla. But, you know, just watching Tiger's performance in 2000, it was just, wow. You know, he blew that field away. It's, you know, I remember that. I can't remember what day it was, maybe Saturday. Hit that 6-iron on par 5, number 6, up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
While guys were still on the green, and he just, like, trickled on the front of the green. Like,
yep.
I've been there, and that's 70, 60, 70 feet above your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's all rough, too.
Yeah.
That's the crazy part.
So, growing up and playing a lot of junior golf that you did, I'm sure, right? You
played a lot of junior golf. I played a lot of junior golf, a lot of, you know, amateur golf after, you know, after junior golf.
Does the U.S. Open hold a more special place in your heart than, say, Augusta or?
No, I mean, I think Joe's got it right. Unless, you know, at least for me, it's the order that they come in the year. I mean, obviously PGA is in May now, but, or is it only in May for Olympic
years? No. They moved it permanently.
So, I mean, yeah, 1 through 4 is Masters, U.S. Open, British Open, PGA. And that's just how I like it. I think all of them carry, you know, very similar weight in their own conversations. I mean, PGA is all pros, you know, and then the other three have amateurs in, you know, so that's the beauty of that is, you know, that's what carries the weight for PGA is that it is all pros. But the U.S. Open, like, you know, I was just watching Tin Cup last night and I don't know, that's almost like the people's cup.
Yeah.
Because it allows
everybody literally has a chance.
Yeah.
You know,
to and get into it.
But as long as you're a
2.4
low. 2.4 low, right? Yeah.
Or 1.5 or something like that.
Well, you can, as long as you get there, then you have a chance.
You know, and I think it gives the chance for somebody that has the handicap to qualify to compete in something like that. You know, and if you're a golfer of that caliber to be able to qualify for it, you know, you understand and love the game on some kind of level. And, you know, I'm still going to compete in as many as I can. Unfortunately, I didn't do it this year because I was just playing like trash when it came up. And then a bunch of putting practice kind of changed that. But, yeah, you know, it really does just, you know, kind of carry its own weight, being that, one, it's a U.S. Open. You know, it's a big golf tournament at a great place this year. You know, but the, you know, there's a lot of other sports that have a U.S. Open as well. You know, tennis and, well, I don't know many others, but
a ton of them.
Bowling.
Yeah. So, but basically,
bocce ball.
You know, when it comes to the U.S. Open, each major carries its own weight, but the U.S. Open is just special because it's America's Open. It's America's golf tournament. And, you know, it's special. And then, I mean, the crazy thing is like, I'm reading some of these names on this list here. I'm like, except for maybe a couple college standouts and, you know, the people that have been around for a while, like, you know, anybody's got a chance. Obviously, remember what Brooks said about, you know, 50% of the field not making it because of cut. You know, that's going to happen, you know.
Yeah.
Brooks was solid on that information he was given. Obviously, it was mostly pertaining to him, but, you know.
Literally anyone can catch fire, though.
Any given day in this game, you put together 4 rounds, and even for an amateur, it's going to change their life. You know, I think the last amateur was Bobby Jones that won one. I might be wrong, but, you know.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't remember any.
Can an amateur win? Yes. Will they win nowadays? Probably not. I mean,
never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You never know. You never know. But
is that the list same way for you, or do you got to?
I think U.S. Open's my favorite by a slim margin. Yeah, and the reason I like it is because they change courses a lot, and I love to see them transform courses.
Yeah.
just for this.
It will, except when they screwed up Chambers Bay. But
yeah, that I don't know what happened there, but yeah,
USGA.
Yeah, it would be Masters second for me.
Yeah, see, I flip back and forth between Augusta and the U.S. Open just because of the fact that they changed course. They changed courses. It's a major different location each year. There's history about the rotation. But Augusta is so damn awesome.
That's part of what makes Augusta awesome because it is the same place every year.
You know, and I've never been there, and I look forward to the day I go. I might cry a little bit.
I'm going to cry a lot.
And I might drop a couple thousand in that. I've heard stories of guys just like dropping ridiculous money in the gift shop because you can't literally. I digress.
Steven and I were talking one day, and I said, "I go because he's like, oh, I'm going to take you one day. We're going to go." And I'm like, "I said, be prepared for this, sir. Just because there's a sign that says no diving off the Hogan Bridge doesn't mean you can't dive off the Hogan Bridge."
But U.S. Open is it's special for a lot of people, mostly because for like this kid, like Pearson Cootie, or maybe even Higo. Is that his last name?
Yeah, he's in it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those young guys, they looked at 2000 U.S. Open and British Open and all that that Tiger was winning in 2000, 2001. They looked at that as like, holy crap, like this guy is killing it. Like, I love this game because of that. And I think, you know, for a lot of the younger guys, the U.S. Open might be the quintessential for them. But it's just, it's
well, such I mean, a 2008 was 13 years ago, and they were probably 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. They were watching 2000 on YouTube.
This kid, yeah. I mean, this kid was Batia. He's 19.
Yeah.
So 13 years ago.
He was six years old,
you know. So I will say this, the advantage to a U.S. Open being on the West Coast for an East Coaster is that you can watch golf till 10:30.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, who's doing the coverage this week? Do we know?
It should be Golf Channel and NBC Sports, I believe. Fox gave it up.
Fox gave it up.
To ESPN. ESPN,
I think.
Yeah. Oh, man, if ESPN does it, the way they did the PGA was just.
Yeah, I think it's ESPN.
That'd be sweet.
So the last amateur to win the U.S. Open was in 1933. It was John Goodman at North Shore Country Club in Chicago.
Wow, okay. Roseanne. And then he went to go on and...
Then he did Roseanne.
Yeah.
Not only is he a great
Arachnophobia, great actor.
Not only is he a great stat guy, but...
I'm a pretty good putter. I'm a damn good putter. Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yeah.
I like that. Saved us a rat fart.
Hey,
he looks pretty good for his age.
Some of these names on here, I mean, I'm just waiting for when these Cootie brothers come out on tour and the people start saying they got cooties.
Cootied.
I don't want that trophy back.
Yeah,
it's got cooties.
It's got cooties.
I'm sorry. I'll see myself out.
Oh man.
Good Lord.
But imagine being your twin brother that didn't make it and your other brother did make it and be like, aha, sucker.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
And then one of these guys, I can't remember because that article sent.
I want to give a shout out to Taylor Montgomery.
Oh yeah.
UNLV kid, local golfer, made it.
Good for him.
That article I read about that was great, that he was refreshing his phone every 10 seconds to see if he got in and didn't find out until almost 8 o'clock at night that he did get in.
Where did he go to qualify?
It was in California.
Was watching it that the longest day. Was it
Rolling Hills Estates? Is that where the sectional was?
That was the sectional was there.
Yep. He got in. So some UNLV local ties there. Garrett Higo.
I put a couple bucks on Montgomery.
UNLV. He left after his sophomore year, I believe.
Higo?
To turn pro. Smart choice.
Where do they play?
UNLV?
Shadow.
Shadow in Southern Highlands.
Oh, darn.
They practice in Southern Highlands and play a lot at Shadow.
Benefits of coming to school at UNLV from the golf team.
Yeah, and they have a really amazing golf center on campus since...
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Moore.
Well, I mean,
donation. Where is it at?
It's
or you're talking about in like an indoor facility?
Yeah, yeah, indoor. Oh. It's not a practice facility. It's the golf.
It's not like Stanford or anything.
No.
Or Illinois. Illinois is indoors.
When you have
or Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Oklahoma State.
OSU, one of those.
Yeah, when you have a place like Southern Highlands, yeah, you take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never go to class.
Oh, yeah, it would be difficult.
Be at the golf course all the time. All the time. Okay, do you want to get into the odds?
We can, yeah.
Let's get into some.
That's what you would like to do.
U.S. Open odds.
There is a
long, oh, you know what? Hang on. Wait.
There is a long.
I'll give you some time to get your
I got
shit
it.
Together.
I knew the first two.
Jeremy, you want to run down what's going on else on the professional circuits this week?
Yes.
I mean, so, not that anybody gives a rat's ass because what's going on, but
yeah,
we're equal opportunity.
We are.
So,
yeah, PGA Tour, European Tour, got the U.S. Open. I'm sure there's a few seniors, Champions Tour members, Phil Mickelson and others.
Well, doesn't the Stuart senior Tank, Open wait. Champion play in the U.S. Open?
Yep. Yeah. And then we've got PGA Tour champion is idle till the 24th. LPGA is at the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. That's in Michigan, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then Corn Ferry Tour is the Wichita Open.
Nice. You can see I went into a lot of detail this week on that.
A lot.
I just didn't Wichita. Care. Yeah.
You know that's where Pizza Hut started?
Where?
Is it Wichita, really?
Kansas.
Wow.
My cousin's from Wichita.
Watched that last night on History Channel.
But
is that the food that made America? Yeah. There's some good stuff on that.
Great show.
The Hershey one is really good.
Yeah.
I've watched the Men Who Built America series.
That's good
like,
too.
Yeah. Yes. At least three times all the way through. But to backtrack, because I wasn't on the episode after she won, being a Filipino, it was great to see a Filipino woman win the U.S. Women's Open. So congratulations, Yuka. That is spectacular. I hope it allows more, you know, Filipino ladies, men. Well, there's a lot of Filipino men that play golf, I'll say that. But hopefully it'll, you know, inspires.
A wild horse on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Hopefully it inspires, you know, the next generation of, you know, young Filipino women to want to play this great game. And, you know, even if making it to her level is not something you aspire to be. It can
She's
be
young too, right?
19.
Yeah, 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talent, man.
I will
Talent.
Admit, I watched the swing comparison with her and Rory probably 100
very,
times.
Very, 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 very close.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you, you know, I think what John Hutt does it too.
Yeah.
You know, just goes to show you just can goes learn YouTube, anything on YouTube.
Goes to YouTube, you know, figures out what he wants to work on and bang, bang.
My
you know.
Youngest is a hell of a baker right now. Dude. She is turning into a dessert connoisseur because
film that shit.
Of YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's that kid on YouTube making like $40 million a year. All he does is open gifts.
Yeah.
Insane.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts.
It's ridiculous.
And they're not good videos.
No. Terrible. It's
terrible. Just like terrible quality or like.
I just can't get into them.
It's just content.
Just can't get into the toy opening.
You got to have the 10-year-old mentality, I think, to appreciate
next,
it.
Next,
the
next.
Screaming. The.
Yeah. We were talking about that God, the other day.
I hate it, man.
Okay.
All right, so the
Joey,
odds.
You ready for the odds?
The
Let's
odds
get into the odds.
For the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines.
Jordan Spieth.
John Rahm.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. We're not there yet.
We're not there yet. We're not.
John Rahm is cleared to play 10-1. Brooks is 12-1. DJ 14-1. Xander 15-1. Bryson 15-1. Victor, Tony, Rory, Jordan 20-1. Morikawa, JT, 22-1. Patrick Reed, 25-1. Cantlay, 25-1. Zalatoris, 35. Casey, 35. Hideki, 40. Louis, 45. Phil, 45. And then Tyrell, Scotty, Berger, Shane Lowry at 50-1. I'm going to stop there because this
it goes on.
This list
and
is
on
infinite.
And on.
156 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not a field bet, is there?
There is no field
bet. I think
it's
just everybody is there.
Yeah.
Who's the bottom of the barrel?
You got, what is this, 2001. There is Steve Allen, Kyle Westmoreland, Mario Carmona, Carson Shake, Roy Coots, James Hervel, Davis Shore, Paulie's uncle.
Cousin?
Wilson Furr, 2001.
Yeah, I've never.
Biodome, besides great movie.
Really?
Said no one ever.
But yeah, this is a long list, so.
Okay. I won the week. I get to select first.
Go for it. I know who you're going to pick, I think.
Oh, do you do?
I'll let you know if I'm right when you pick.
Well, here, I'll write it down.
So do you think the John Rahm being number one seed is kind of, I'm not number one seed, but the top
is kind of like, we know he's going to have some rage.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to take it out on the golf course.
Dude, no, I think he's going to take it out and be like, you know what, PGA Tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you owe me $1.6 million. I'm going to make it up this week.
I think it has to do with him playing well, and he's won there before, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, he's won the Farmers.
Yeah, so
he dropped that eagle putt.
Yeah.
Yes. Which we went back and attempted that putt. Crazy, crazy difficult.
Well, I mean,
that green.
Silverleaf
is so hard to fathom what it looks like when you're standing there.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, Silver, you know, he practices out at Silverleaf, and it's, if there's a course to prep for the U.S. Open, that's it.
Yeah.
Because those greens are 13 every day.
All right. Who do you think is going to take?
I think you're going to take Patrick Reed.
You're wrong.
Oh,
well, that's who I was going to pick.
Victor Hovland.
Okay.
I'm taking Patrick Reed.
Are you? Damn
it. I am.
I was going to. Because I don't.
Oh, hang on.
I'll do everyone a favor.
So Patrick Reed is 25-1. Hovland is 20-1.
You got Reed?
Hovland's going to be a career 20-1.
Yeah.
Until he starts winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jeremy. Who is not winning the U.S. Open this week?
I'm going to go Tony Finau.
Wow.
I like it.
That's a good pick.
Because he probably won't win Tony, anyway.
I know you're a hometown boy, but
hey,
sorry.
High cut works in a U.S.
Tony's
Open.
20-1.
Need that signed golf ball to be worth something, bud.
He's probably not going to win anyway, but, you know, worth a shot.
Little shout out to Steven. He told me, we were talking earlier today, his pick. He just texted me before we started recording. He is also taking Tony Finau.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Love to see him do it.
Trey?
Mm-hmm. I'm going John Rahm.
Oh, wow.
I think he's out. He's dead. He's smelling blood.
I think he can do it. Just 10-1 odds is not high enough for
that high. Like I said, that high cut always reigns supreme at a U.S. Open.
Yeah,
especially Pacific Coast, you know, courses.
Okay, what do you think is going to be like the headline Monday morning?
Patrick Reed, was his ball embedded?
Yeah.
Did he handle the ruling correctly?
God.
Bryson punches his way to a victory.
No one's arrested.
Over Brooks Koepka.
God, the media would eat that up.
Oh, my Lord.
I wouldn't look at Instagram for a couple days.
I think we're going to see some big name not make the cut.
Oh, yeah.
I think
it's some top.
And I'm willing to bet it's going to be somebody local.
Phil.
Who may or may not have won recently.
Carl Marikawa? You don't think he's going to make it?
He's not local to San Diego.
Phil Mickelson.
Oh, San Diego. Oh, I thought you said local.
Xander?
Yeah, Phil. I think he's going
to
be Phil.
I'm surprised you didn't pick Xander. Kind of.
I was.
It's 15-1. He normally doesn't play well out there from what I've seen. So, I mean, I would love to see him win.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it'd be a great story.
All right, so let's put something on the line. So the next time we play as a foursome, whoever's player finishes worst, like the worst score, if you missed the cut.
Pays for drinks?
Yeah.
So what kind of drinks do you guys want? Let's go out and say it now.
You know, cart girl, not at the bar afterwards.
Like the Chimera cart girl?
Sure. That's not a cart girl. That's an actress. Robbie.
Okay. I'm in for that.
You're in for that?
Yeah.
I know you're in for that.
Yeah, sure.
Joe doesn't drink on the course, so.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I don't. I mean, a few.
I might have one.
Yeah. Beer here or there, but it's 115 degrees outside. I ain't fucking drinking.
No, that's why I didn't.
Like when we had that conversation last year about dies never, the die thing you do.
Yeah.
What's it called? Legends never die. Yeah, Legends Never Die. I was like, because I had never played out here before. And I was like, what do you do when it's 110 degrees? And he's like, lots of water and lots of sunscreen. I was like, well, when I'm moving here, I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't want to drink tequila.
No.
It's 105.
Definitely not.
I want to give credit. I think you were the one that said it.
Oh, thanks. I don't know.
Was it? Who mentioned the cucumber lime Michelob Ultra?
I mentioned it, but Jeremy bought it. Jeremy. And that's why I mentioned it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's when we play Boulder, right?
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
He was stupid excited.
Hand went up real quick. That was me, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were like,
that was some Phil Mickelson vertical right there.
You looked at us and you were like,
That was me.
That is just really refreshing.
And there was no water in sight, so it was probably why it was so refreshing.
Probably.
Well, we got some, and I was saving them for afterwards. And I'm like, ah, and then the car girl just decided, I'm going to take lunch, and I won't come back for a while. And then we went up to the water thing, and there was cups. How do you have cups out, but no bucket? You know, no cooler. No
cooler, yeah.
And it's like, I understand there not being cups and a cooler because you're not allowed to serve water, but
yeah. You
have cups out there. Put the coolers out.
Hmm.
COVID's over.
I will say there is a hard seltzer out there. It's called Bubble Bath, and it is really good.
Bubble Bath?
They have it at Beer Zombies, but it's like thick. There's like pina colada, like there's like pineapple and coconut in it.
Oh, it's chunky?
It's like thick.
You got to chew it? But
it's a seltzer. It's a smoothie. Smoothie hard seltzer. It's bomb.
You and these smoothies. These smoothie beers.
Dude, I love the smoothies.
Smoothies?
Smoogie.
The pomegranate smoothie at Tropical Smoothie, the bomb.
Yeah, the one right there on Green Valley is.
Yeah.
Their service.
Okay, let's do a little trivia time real quick.
All right.
You ready? See if you guys.
Tiger Woods.
Thank you everybody for tuning in and so I've got the results. It goes to top 18 with ties for the last U.S. Open that took place at Torrey Pines. We all know that Tiger Woods and Rocco went to a 19-hole playoff.
Yeah.
Tiger won on one knee. But do you know anybody else that finished in this top 18?
I'm going to probably say VJ. Is he up there? Shit, I mean.
How many Scott, people Scott Verplank.
Let's see.
The question should be is how many people in that top 18 are still playing today?
Oh, that's okay. I can, let's see. So.
Like competed in the last.
I'm going to go Lee Westwood.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yes, he finished third.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let
me get my pencil about this. Any other guesses?
And Phil was there, no?
He was probably there, but he's probably not in the top 18.
In the top 18. And there could be more in the top 18. This is page one that printed out because I wasn't going to pin out all 14 pages of this. So
I'm
is
just trying to like remember.
Is this before Anthony Kim? I don't remember the...
Anthony Kim was I think
like
his
late 2000s.
I think his reign kind of ended around because he made that Ryder Cup in 2008.
Yeah,
and then like 2009 and 10 happened, and nothing happened. You know, then he broke his wrist. But he
is not on this list. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Bueller? Justin Rose?
No. Yeah. This player shot 75, 66, 74, 72 for a total of 287, took home $220,000, and got zero FedEx Cup points.
I don't see how that
Ernie helps Els.
Ernie Els is on the list, but that is not correct.
Well, that was my guess. Not that for that.
I'll give you that. Oh, wait.
Immelman?
No.
Tom
Miguel
Watson.
Angel Jimenez.
That was my next guest, too.
Yes. He finished T6. Let's see. No FedEx Cup points because he's
not. Is that Sergio in that top 18?
Yes, he is.
There you go.
There's a UNLV player.
Adam Scott.
No.
Charlie Hoffman.
No.
Ryan Moore.
No.
He's still an amateur.
Harry Hall.
No.
UNLV.
Shit. Chez Reavy? No, he's
no, he's Arizona.
Yeah, that's right, ASU.
Chad Campbell.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's
is that the year he won the PGA?
Chad Campbell? No, that was...
Didn't he win the PGA, or was that Sean McKeel? I remember there was like this playoff.
No, yeah, sure.
No one know who...
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I remember the PGA was like a Sean something. It was a dark guy, right? It was like 2004, 5, 6.
Michael something. Campbell?
Yeah, that guy.
Michael Campbell on that list?
No. there is a current player that is in the top 10 in the FedEx Cup this season.
Stuart Cink.
Dang! Oh, yeah. Nicely done. And there's one other player that got no FedEx Cup points. They finished tied for fourth.
Well, obviously European of some kind. Or Asian.
Going once, going twice. Joe.
I have no idea.
On the tip of your tongue.
Is he South African?
I don't know. It's Robert Carlson.
Oh, he's the big Swede.
Yeah, the Swede.
He's like 6'5", but he plays like standard length clubs. Some shit like that.
That's a lot of waist bend.
Yeah, could have ape arms.
He's all body.
Other notables today would be Brant Snedeker. He finished T9. Heath Slocum. Finished T9.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Jeff Ogilvie finished T9.
He's retired.
Carl Peterson or Pedersen. Is it Peterson?
It's Pedersen.
It's Pretterson.
I have a couple of his wedges.
It's Predris Ren.
Predator.
Predator. Is he the one that has that famous video where another ball hits his ball mid backswing?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Is that him?
I think it was.
Okay.
Yes.
He was like the chunky guy on Nike Squad.
Yep. Ruji Amada is on this list. Robert Allenby, Rod Pambling, Retief Goosen. You said Ernie Els.
That's right. Retief won 2 U.S. Opens.
And then Camilo Villegas. Him. He finished T9 also. So
now he's on Corn Ferry.
The purse. Anybody want to guess what the total purse was?
I'm going to say like 7.5 to 9 million.
$9 million.
Correct. $7 million. Top spot paid 1.3. Now they're paying two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half. Because it's what, 14 million?
12 and a half. Well, it was 12 and a half back in September. So I don't know what this, if it's gone up.
Because I remember, I think it was last year or the year before, it was like 11. And then the sponsor gave another million.
Wow.
For 12.
Super season.
Yeah. Super season.
Yeah. But I mean, all these sponsors.
Super season.
All these golf sponsors are killing it because 10 million new people started playing golf last year. So.
The golf industry is, they got to be going nuts right
just
now.
Just look at the Callaway and Acushnet stock. It's up.
And
they're not doing anything different.
No. But the global supply chain is just way off.
It's so bad right now.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
And public service announcement for all new golfers. If you're listening in from a guy that's been playing a long time, play faster.
Yes.
And fix your ball marks.
Yes. Oh my God.
Now you know.
Dude, Revere.
So you stick the divot in, you push forward, and you go all the way around, and then take your putter and stamp it down.
I'm waiting for the Manolo video on fixing your pitch marks.
It's gonna be
fantastic.
So, Manolo, I don't know if this is factual or not. God, I hope not. Because
uh-oh.
If he is,
uh-oh.
If he is,
wait, hang on, wait. Breaking news.
My buddy from back in Florida sent me a video of, you know, him about wiggling and waggling that shit before he hits it. And then it cuts out to an actor's interview. And it's a guy that looks just like him speaking. Hi, I'm Carl Smith. I'm an actor.
No.
Yeah. Oh, wow. When I saw it, my heart sunk just a little bit. And I was like, I mean, one, hell of an actor if that's really him. I mean, that's fantastic. And hell of a golfer if he is. But I hope it's not true. I'm just saying. I got that video sent to me.
I'm going to go back and listen to the Jimmy Tropicana interview because Manolo was in the car and see what he sounded like.
But I want to go to that barbershop.
You're talking about his voice not being what he sounds like on his videos.
Yes.
Correct.
I don't think that's his normal voice.
You don't think
it is? I never have thought that was his normal voice.
Really?
Never.
I mean.
Who can do that all day? Like, sorry. You're trying.
Well, Ricky Ricardo did it for years.
Do I have permission to put it on here?
What?
I'm like, to hear that voice?
Yeah, what are we? And
then you just smacked that shit.
Eric T. Kerrigan, I am an actor. I'm more of a character actor. Than
holy shit.
for Jew and Juice. Okay, follow me.
Yeah.
So it's not real?
Wow. Show that to Jeremy.
That's like way too exaggerated.
Eric T. Kerrigan, I am an actor. I'm more of a character actor than anything else.
Yeah. Manolo, I apologize. I mean, I didn't mean to call you out or anything. I think your videos are fantastic, and you've definitely made a name for yourself. Absolutely. And I'd love to play golf with you one day if you want to come with play with us VGN boys. But
I mean, seriously, though, he's doing a lot. And right, you know, smack that shit. Nobody literally talks like that.
I mean,
we've got Joe's soundbite.
Jonolo. Jonolo.
Jonolo.
Jonolo.
Jonolo teaches God.
Jonolo teaches Manolo.
That's awesome.
I thought it was exaggerated, but
I'm sure
it's way exaggerated.
It's definitely exaggerated, but I would say that there's, you know, some Hispanic in that voice.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can see that.
And if anybody else wants their heart broken, Santa Claus isn't real.
Wrestling is not real.
Wrestling's not real. Wow. Jeremy's in just a state of shock over here.
Yeah, that's crazy and upsetting. But who cares, really?
Who cares? Yeah. I still, it's not going to prevent
highly me. Entertaining. That's all
gonna,
I was in it for. So.
And that's it?
Yeah, it's just entertainment.
Or that's
it? He got invited to that damn, the hype golf thing? Yeah. Golf influencers deal? God, please let Jeremy and I play one of those. We will.
Dude, imagine being him and being invited to this event because of this character, and then he gets there and he has to like really be this person.
That
the
would
whole
be
time.
Very difficult.
That's
man.
Butsy. Butsy's been doing it for years. You know,
I can't follow him.
No,
I just
he's got it's.
It's an acquired taste, but
yes. Yeah. There's some things that are just make me laugh my ass off, and there's other things that I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You got to filter it a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot.
Pick and choose.
But back to divots on the green. I agree.
Joe and I were playing yesterday, and one of the guys was like, you know, you're going to spend all day doing that. I was like, look, I fix four or five every green anyway. Mm-hmm. That's just the kind of person I am. I'm the kind of golfer that believes that kind of karma can come back to you on a good bounce or whatever, you know, happens to be. But like, you know, at least when it comes to the golf course, make it better for the next person.
If you can leave it better than what you played it, that Jeremy, even the first hole, the first hole, number one, the first hole, Jeremy hit his tee shot in the bunker and he played out the bunker and then he raked it. And I was like, dude, that was a fantastic rake job. Like, yep, I used to rake bunkers. And I'm like, really impressed with how just quick and bam. And he's like, yep, rake bunkers. At the course you worked at or something? You said,
teenager, pulled in carts, raked bunkers. But I just hate it when I get into a bunker and it's like just crazy.
Nothing drives me. I mean, I've accepted it. I'm just...
Yeah, I mean, now nobody's used to doing it anymore, so.
No, and especially, like, you know, imagine being a new golfer, and you're playing a course that has no rakes, and then, you know, they rake it every morning, and you're like, and then rakes come out, and you're like, what the fuck do I do with this?
I don't know what to do with this.
Someone left a rake out by the bunker.
You know. Call the maintenance
Pick it up and take it with you. Somebody left one here, too. You come in with 18 rakes.
But I mean, yeah, if you're at that point, you know, like hire a kid to just drive around and rake bunkers every hour, you know?
Well, at Revere, you don't have to worry about that.
No.
No, those bunkers are...
They're not bunkers.
You get the bad bunkers and the ball marks.
Yeah.
I mean, the bunkers were crap. Obviously, you don't want to hit in them, clearly.
Right.
But
you're going to play the green.
The first time I played it, which was back in February, March, something like that. Maybe February. I mean, it was good, but the greens in February were worse than when we played it.
Yeah. It was pretty good last time.
You know, and when
Thursday night, you played out there Thursday. Mm-hmm. It was minefields, man. Yeah. It was just, God, it was bad.
That's terrible.
You know what hole is never a minefield? And that is 17 on Concord.
Is that downhill one?
There's not a lot of people can hit that green into.
You need 16.
Yeah.
16. Yeah. Yep. 16. Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Or the par three or the four?
Actually, both.
Yeah, that's true.
I commented on both when I was there that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 18, too. That people have a hard time hitting 18, too. That's a big green, too. That helps.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, man, eight? Holy Mary. That thing was just. I went closest to the pin that night, too.
Nice.
On that green.
Very nice.
On eight. I never. Two times in a row now.
Where was the pin?
Back right.
Okay. Above the shelf, top shelf.
Yeah, it was playing 218.
Wow.
Nice.
Hybrid.
So, question.
Uh-oh. Oh, do we need this?
Maybe for the guy I'm going to be asking it about. He's a good dude.
Uh-oh.
Says when we played Boulder on Saturday. So, and Josh told me he listens to the podcast, so apologize in advance, Josh. But when you're playing money games and you get close to the pin and you three putt, you lose your close to the pin. I mean, is there any talk about par better being for these close to the pin or going to the next?
I don't know if we ever established that.
I think isn't the act of hitting closest to the pin actually hitting closest to the pin, not what happens afterwards?
Yes, I completely agree with that.
Unless a rule has been put in place.
Yeah.
You're the commissioner. I'm just simply a patron that has played in.
I will send it out to the board and the board will vote.
Yeah.
I mean, I would imagine that the board vote probably won't go in my favor.
I can pretty much guarantee you that.
But I'm just saying there's money on the line.
Yeah. Other groups I've played in, it's been, you got to verify with par. So
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just saying that's.
We'll put it in the suggestion box for next year because yes, I think there's a lot of things we've realized that could be better.
Absolutely.
It's probably, at this point, it's probably not going to happen, but I wanted to bring it up anyway because I was curious.
Yeah.
Better be curious than not. So.
Did you like the new closest to the pin markers?
Yes. It took me a second to figure it out on eight.
I had to yell.
This is open.
I had to yell at dealer. I'm like. Just flip up the little lever.
Well, that, and I'm like, do you put it in the hole? Do I put it by the bowl? Yeah. I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
But once you got it figured out,
yeah,
it's super simple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, it was a great shot, Josh. Trust me.
Very
it was,
good.
Dude, I thought, Jeremy, when I hit mine, we were like, oh, yeah, and it just bounced and went right almost into the back bunker.
On eight?
On 17.
Okay.
Yeah, you and Jim. Same.
Oh, yeah. We both. Jim's divot was maybe, his pitch mark was maybe a foot off the flag.
Yeah.
And mine was right next to it. His went in the bunker. Mine stayed up. But, man.
Yeah.
That's an interesting question.
Where did your, what did you hit on nine?
Nine?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
3 wood.
Off the tee.
Oh, I topped my 3 wood in the water.
Oh,
yeah.
Ouch.
And he dropped on the other. Water.
Then I dropped. I had 275 left. I brought it back from the water on a flat lie, and I was able to drop it on a pretty fluffy lie, and I hit 3 wood again over the green.
Yeah.
Just put me down for a six. Next hole.
Next hole.
Well, he said, oh, that was a great nine. So I wrote down a nine on the card.
So that's because I finished that nine double birdie double.
He meant
so,
nine holes.
So great, I was like, oh, that's just a great nine right there. And I look on, I'm like on the 15th, 16th hole, and I'm looking at my scorecard. I'm like, when the fuck did I get a nine? I'm like, Joe, like, that says nine. I'm like, I got a six.
Yeah, you said you had a good nine there.
that's awesome.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Dude, so I put an email out today to everybody in the VGN about reflection. The pairings are going to be based on the current standings. And as Joe requested, the final group will be the top four players. And we're going to go in reverse order.
That's the way it's got
to
be.
Yep, for the majors, that's how we're going to do it. So it will be Reflection's a great place to hang out and watch the players come in. There's a little area there on the side where...
Where am I at? Am I eighth?
I think you're 32nd or something like that.
We don't even have 32 people, do we?
We got 40, buddy. We got 40.
For Reflection?
No. How many people are in the
video? I just like to be first, so that does kind of suck.
Yeah, I know.
You're probably in the second to last.
I know.
Yeah.
There's the current standings.
That's because Matt loves putting me in like the third tee time. I was like, give me the first.
So it'll be Daniel, Kyle, Adam, Jeremy, then Lance, me, Adam, and Casey.
Who's the fifth person?
Wait, how does he have more points than I do? Oh, he finished third.
Who's the fifth?
All right. Me and Bob and Matt. And Sean.
That's the fifth spot is Lance.
Well, and that's if everybody signs up. Yeah. So.
Right.
There's going to be people that don't. But, hey, I would absolutely love to get 32 people in a field for the major. Got plenty of notice. So if you're in the BGN, question. You're listening to this, get your ass signed up. Yes.
How much extra would each tournament be if we wanted to have lunch afterward?
We had that opportunity at Boulder Creek, and nobody wanted to do it.
Oh, well, fuck, I didn't know that. I would have stayed for lunch.
Yeah. I mean, some people hung out and got their own lunch, as I did. Jeremy did.
Okay.
Peeler did. Adam did. Joe hung out for a little bit.
To do, but yeah.
Are you talking about like a lunch included round or?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That
probably
that,
be what, $10 to $15 extra?
Usually yeah. $10 extra.
We had that option at Boulder Creek, and I reached out to everybody, and nobody wanted to do it. Yeah. So
I don't remember that question. But all right. That's cool. I was just curious.
Get on that Discord. Actually, pretty good.
There's a lot going on in that. You got so many channels on that, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not all of them are active all the time.
That's true.
So, all right, you guys ready for some U.S. Open golf?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. Oh, sad news.
Yeah, I got to work final round Sunday. It's very sad.
No, canceled the King of the Green event.
Yeah.
Just wasn't enough interest, and there's so much going on.
It's too hot.
It's hot for as 5 balls.
O'clock. It's 5 o'clock's peak time.
Be like 120.
Yeah, it's going to be 118, 116 down on that golf course. So the Knights are playing game 3.
That's like a September through April.
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to the guys at Legacy and ask them what they think is the best time to host it, where the course is in great condition, and it's not going to be just insane weather. Maybe they're doing the overseeding and there's no golf that – the greens would still be in good shape in September. Might do it then. So that's the only other bad news, I guess.
Sienna's a great
and I got to work. Did you not hear that?
Well,
that's really why
I didn't
want
to tell everybody.
Really the
that's
sad,
really
sad
why
part.
I canceled it because Joe wasn't going to be there.
Yeah. I'm talking about
I think
U.S. Open weekend.
I think Dan is going to show up in the belt only, like he said, anyways. Be there to... play. So, okay, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. I want to give a big shout out to
score prediction.
Ooh,
-6.
-6. Ooh, wow.
I'm gonna go -12.
What was it last
-12
time?
-12. Okay,
it was like -4.
Tiger was
or was minus
71, so he was 1/3.
What was his total score?
283.
Oh, it's -1 at par 71. You see that rough?
Oh, I know. Well, I think that's high. Or a low score. I was thinking 4 under.
4 under?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go 8.
So we got 4, 6, 8, and 12.
Who you appreciate? You said 12?
I said 12.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I don't think the rough's gonna
Be too damaging. I think it's gonna depend on wind.
Yeah.
Mostly. Wind and
so
there's some narrow fairways.
Jeremy
too.
Has Tony Finau at 12 under.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Tony Finau, 12 under.
I didn't say Tony at 12.
Wins the U.S. Open.
That's who you picked. I said, what, 4? Joe, what'd you say?
I said 8.
8? And Trey, you said 6?
Yep.
Let's see how close we all are.
Yeah.
Now, may I?
Yes, you may.
I want to give a big shout out.
And the...
to True Linkswear. They have been... not necessarily a title sponsor, but they have been heavily involved in the VGN. And the next event out of Reflection Bay is the True Linkswear Battle at the Bay. They are the title sponsor for that event 100%.
I do got to say, they're not the coolest looking shoe in the world, but I can't stop wearing them.
That's your vibe.
Which one's true? You've worn them like every round.
The Econets? Yeah.
Yeah. I much rather be in some cool ass Nike Air Max 90s, but I when I'm walking out the door, I throw them on. I can't.
Crazy comfortable.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to order the all black It's after we get off the phone.
Yeah, or after we get off the show. You can get me a pair too.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. I got those Speed Fives in the spikeless ones. So if, I mean, they fit. They feel great in the my bedroom.
Yeah,
we'll find out. We'll find out when we get on grass.
Hey, my the putting green in the backyard right now is probably 130 degrees. If you want to go test out the heat absorption,
in no, I'm good.
Just leave a black tread across the green. Oh, you know now with that. Oh, you do too. I'm putting, having the putting green in the backyard.
It's super hot.
Yeah. I'm putting an air conditioner in the back of my fucking car.
You could put a skillet out on those green. I mean, they bake.
I want to get one of those like kite things and put it over the backyard, but that's a project for when it's not 120 out.
Oh, no. Go do it now.
No, thanks.
Yeah, I pulled the weeds last week just because I knew what was...
Do construction workers stop at like noon?
No.
Shit.
And they're wearing like pants, long sleeves,
and bright yellow shirts.
Yeah. I mean, they wear bright white and yellow, and to allow the sun to reflect off. And you know, no long sleeves and pants allows you not to put sunscreen on every hour.
True.
So hey, I'm gonna put a post out on Instagram asking everybody to pick their winner, and we ain't got nothing for you. We'll just give you some props if you call it out. And
throwing hitting green style.
Oh, you throw a hitting green style?
How about some tees?
If I ever tease.
That's what I was going to say. I got some Chasing Daylight tees. We'll throw some tees in there, too.
Hitting green style.
Hitting green style. Maybe
did you get those towels yet?
Breakfast ball stickers.
So as long as they come, you can have one for the giveaway thing.
As long as they come. We'll figure some other stuff to throw in there as well. I got some other swag around, so we'll do that, too. So look out for that post, and make sure you watch some golf. Enjoy the U.S. Open. It's going to be a fun week. Go Knights. They start tonight.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Was the Western Finals? Oh, Joe was telling
me. It's the semifinals,
The semifinal. They changed it up this year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's right. There's like Canada. Four extra teams or something like that?
No, because Canada just swapped up the
divisions.
Yeah, and, it's normally
but there's four only divisions. Four teams left now.
Yeah, we're in the Final Four.
We're in the Final Four.
Okay.
And Jeremy promised me he was going to start watching hockey tonight.
I might watch a little bit of that game.
Oh, it's you should. So good. You very much
What time
should.
Is it on?
Six.
Okay.
But nighttime is at 5:30.
Nighttime?
Yeah.
That's pregame.
The nighttime is the right time.
That's right. You're already learning.
Okay, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, make sure you get out and chase some daylight.
Later. Later.